From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So today is National Lost Sock Memorial Day, not Lost Sock Day.
Oh.
We are not celebrating the lost sock.
Okay.
We are memorializing.
Memorializing the lost sock.
Well, actually, we're memorializing the socks we have left behind. Let's take a moment of silence, shall we? Just for that lost sock that's left behind. The one that has no mate.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So what is today?
Today is Lost Sock Memorial Day. So you memorialize your lost socks by recycling and getting rid of the socks that are left behind. You get rid of them.
But it doesn't talk about that. It talks about memorializing the lost socks.
Kind of sad, but that's the the deal is you observe this holiday by getting rid of your extra socks that you have no use for anymore. You turn them into sock puppets. You make them into dust rags. I mean, whatever.
I go with sock puppets.
Sock puppets. Mm-hmm.
So do you have a particular ceremony you like to do on a day like today?
I don't wear socks, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm just doing this for the common good. I don't wear socks, so it doesn't matter to me.
Look at you being in public
servant. I mean, do you have a drawer full of socks that are mismatched?
No. I do have socks that are missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're in my closet.
Oh.
There's two in particular I'm waiting for.
I'm waiting for them. For them to return from the great beyond.
Yes.
Great sock beyond.
I think when my husband cleans out his side of the closet for, I think we will find them hanging out.
Oh, blame it on the man.
On the streets of the closet.
I always blame it on the man. You know what? Hey, guys, get your own damn closet. Then they can't blame us anymore.
Amen.
Right? All right. It's time for the news. What's happening today is if I didn't know.
In case you missed it.
Nah, I didn't miss it.
The royal baby's name, Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
What kind of name is Archie for a royal? Really?
I don't know.
I mean, you'd think you'd call him Archibald.
Where did Archie come from?
The comics. No, I don't know. I have no idea. Mark Hamill says Harrison came from him. He posted this yesterday on Instagram or wherever. It's a picture of him on the set of Star Wars with both Prince Harry and Prince William. And he's telling them that the next royal baby should be named after their favorite Star Wars character.
Oh.
So the middle name Harrison, he thinks that's the deal.
Huh.
However.
However.
However, he was a little miffed that it wasn't named after his favorite Star Wars plays Luke. That was
if
the
it
deal.
Was Star Wars character, it would have been Archie Hahn.
Archie Hahn.
But they had to go with Harrison. You can't do Archie Skywalker.
Well, I think you could. I think if you're going to name your kid Archie, you could name it Skywalker. So anyway.
That's true.
Digressing.
Or just Prince Skywalker.
Digressing.
Or Prince Solo.
We digress.
Okay, so contrary to popular belief, little Archie is not a prince yet. I didn't know this either. I was schooled.
You were schooled?
Since he's way down on the succession list, he's technically an earl.
Oh. Does that make him a lord? My lord? I guess you can refer to him as my lord.
I don't know.
Instead of his highness.
Huh. He'll become a prince when Charles becomes king.
If that ever happens. Hello.
I know.
I think the queen's going to outlive Charles.
This is all kind of confusing how this all happened.
Yeah.
Actually, none of Charles's grandchildren are princes or princesses until he takes the throne.
Okay, so it's all about him. It's all about Charles.
I love the pictures of Harry holding the baby. I love him.
Yeah.
He looks so happy.
He did. Megan looked like she was a little road-worn, but she looked okay.
She looked okay, too. God love her, you know, having a baby. Been there, done that.
Can you, like, okay, so I had a baby 4 hours ago. I now need to get dressed up, put makeup on. My hair needs to be done so I can meet my public.
Put the heels on.
I feel like crap.
They need to get home to the staff.
They're special. So the nannies can take care of everything and Megan can go to bed.
Cute pictures. And there was a cute picture of grandmama, of the great grandma, the queen. Her and Philip and Meghan's mom and Harry. They're all standing there.
No, who's not in that picture?
Halle Berry.
No. Meghan's dad.
Nope. In other royal baby news, nor will he ever be.
No.
In other royal baby news, yeah. Danny Baker, one of Britain's best-known broadcasters, was fired by the BBC.
What?
Yep. He tweeted out a photo. Okay, this is bad.
This is bad?
Yeah.
This
he
is
tweeted
real bad.
Out a photo of a chimp in a suit holding hands with a smartly dressed couple. And the caption was, "Royal baby leaves hospital."
No, he didn't do that. That's racist.
Absolutely disrespectful.
That's horribly disrespectful.
So I don't need to tell you, the tweet instantly sparked outrage. And he defended it at the time, saying it's just a gag. And then he said, you know, as he was sacked, he admitted it had been a stupid, unthinking gag, but insisted that it was an innocent dig at the royals that was being wildly misinterpreted. How could you interpret it to start with?
Put a chimp next to a couple that's supposed to be Harry and Meghan.
Uh-huh.
We know Meghan's, you know, her racial background, and you put a chimp next to it like it's her baby. Yeah, no.
So was he just going straight for
you know
the,
what? There's a reason
just
why
a monkey
they,
or?
I, no, this there's a reason why the restaurants are no longer called Sambo's, okay? I mean, that's clearly racist.
Well, yes. He later called the backfire joke grotesque.
Yes.
And an enormous mistake.
Yes, an enormous mistake.
Well, yes, because his paycheck got
after
axed.
After he got fired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sending a message to Harry and Meghan's newborn Archie Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor. Here's to you, Archie. Sorry, mate. It didn't matter. He still got sacked.
It's like, well, you know,
he
could take a little. He could take a little advice from Billy Bush. He can just lay low for a couple of years. I doubt
no,
that's going to help him.
No. No. I just know pictures of that baby sure are cute. Man, that baby's cute.
Yeah. Well, it should be. You know, the parents are good looking. No, babies don't always look great.
That's right.
Babies sometimes don't look very pretty for a long while.
That's right.
How's that? Okay. All right.
This one's adorable.
All right. That's it for us today. Congratulations once again to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
And, baby Sussex.
And Lord Archie Harrison, Mountbatten, Windsor.
I still want to know where Archie came from. I wasn't expecting that.
What were you expecting?
Not Archie.
Not Archie. Okay. Well, maybe you can write them a letter or post something on Twitter. That tends to get everybody's attention these days.
Nah.
Where the hell did Archie come from? All right, we're out of here. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.